their philosophies and content, or just basically their speech?
Well, both. Do you perceive a difference in older folks?
Yes.
And younger?
Yes, and again, based on their the way they were brought up and what the experiences that they're drawing on. I mean, I think oftentimes your life experiences, people underestimate how much that of you that they really makes up who you are.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, can you tell a difference between the way black folks and white folks talk? If somebody calls you on the phone, do you think you have a pretty good shot at identifying them as an African American?
I'd say sometimes yes, but there are an awful lot of African American folks that speak and are articulate just as, I wouldn't say, in this area. I mean, honestly, I'm not really ever thinking of is somebody black or are they white. Now,
I'm just more interested in your perception of any differences.
Yes, there are differences. There are. I guess it's just a different of where. I don't necessarily want to say if they're educated, but for example, my family has had a housekeeper she's been with my family for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. And if I were to speak to her on the phone, I would never, and not know her. I wouldn't know. Or there's plenty of parents here that could call me and I would not know. However, there are a great deal of times where absolutely from the hello on, I could probably say, okay, yes.
Do you know what it is that you're picking up on?
That sometimes they don't feel like they're fully pronouncing. I feel like sometimes they don't completely pronounce maybe the last syllable of the word or the suffix, or just parts of the words are left off. So you got kind of like, I don't want to give an example, but yeah, parts of the word, syllables of the word, the ending syllable, particularly the suffix may be left off of the word. But then again, you can also say, you know, like we were talking earlier, you move 20 miles down and the way some of those people talk is pretty rough. You know, I have a difficult time understanding what they're saying, just as I would somebody in the middle of the city that I'm asking directions to.
Right. Like
and I would feel,
African-American.
I would have just as much trouble trying to really understand what they were saying. I don't know if that helps you or not. It seems kind of vague.
I'm just interested if you can tell a difference and how it is in your mind to organize that difference.
You know, and it's interesting that we should have this talk, because when I was talking about my sister earlier, she and I basically, when we grew up together, but I would feel like we both spoke the same. Mm-hmm. Now, in the last 10 years, since she has left and she has not necessarily moved to the area that she's moved in, but that's where she has been, in talking and having a conversation with her now, or even on the phone and hearing her talk to her friends or her children or her husband, I'm thinking, is that really my sister? Because she sounds nothing like she used to sound. Not nothing, but really, she does. Just, she's not, it doesn't sound nearly, I shudder to say, as educated, because she still, nobody takes your education away, but I just think it's the environment that she's in. She works, she runs a labor pool, and her husband also is one that isn't necessarily always, really, it's not a priority to be aware of what you're saying and how you're saying it and do you really care. And so I feel like in just speaking to her, has she just been influenced so much by her environment and being around those people? And the more you hear it and the more you say it, you're going to absorb it. Mm-hmm. You're like a sponge. The human brain is like a sponge. And the more you're around something, even if you're grown and you're still a product of your environment and you carry those things with you everywhere, if you soak in it long enough, it's going to get on you.
Mm-hmm. That's a good place. That's a great place to end.